welcome back once again. I know we've been gone long, but we're coming back strong.
We're long and strong, and we're down to get the podcasting going.
Yeah, it already started off kind of sexual, and now I don't know what to do with the energy, but we're back. It's been a while, but we had so many good reasons to be gone.
Yeah, very tragic and hero of origin story reasons to be gone.
Absolutely. It's been nuts. People probably thought we just abandoned the podcast.
Stop
being friends and stuff, which can happen at any time. Keep on your toes.
That's still on the tables. I have a ejection button that I'm going to hit at any time in the friendship.
Yeah, we have equal ejection buttons. They go to both of our apartments, and they shock us out of our seat. What's up, Cody?
I'm good. For those who don't know, my mother recently passed a couple of weeks ago, so like that's why I didn't do the podcast and why I wasn't able to get into any of the nerd shit. But now, like,
I didn't even know for the longest time.
Yeah, you didn't know. Yeah,
that's an introvert.
Yeah, but now we're homeowners, baby. We're co homeowners. So like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have a house in North Carolina that I will never visit. So,
we're gonna visit.
I've been doing good. Outside of that, I've been doing good. I am finally happy to say, after 88 hours of playing, I am now Elden Lord of the Lands in between with my tarnished Ziggler worthy. Thank you so much.
Several maidens on deck.
Yeah, several maidens on deck. I was simping for Ronnie the Witch God, Rainy the Witch God, and I got her ending for the ending. I will say, after 88 hours of play, I would be shocked if I don't have at least another 40 hours of shit that I didn't miss, because around hour 75, I just started sprinting through everything. Like, I just wanted to get a ending. Like, I would just go straight to, like, where I would look up guides and say, how do I get to the boss the quickest? How do I just get to the very end? Still, I've never played a FromSoft game, game.
And beat it.
I could definitely see myself going back to, like, Bloodborne or Dark Souls 1, 2, or 3.
I commend you. I have not beat it. I am the other kind of gamer who, like, I don't want to see any spoilers ever. Like, I do want to, like, tough my way through it the hard way. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got to Lendell, which is like the golden city that you have to travel up the elevator to get to, I got to it and I was just like, oh, great. I got a new place to level up. I got so many things to do. And then by the time I completed that and Volcano Manor, I was still just like, how do I get into the city? I don't know what's going on. What's going on. And it took me till like 10 extra hours of searching for it before I actually got in. And that's where I was just like, I'll come back to this.
I beat all of Lindale. I was like, great, the game's got to be over, because what was the last boss that you beat? Did you get into the actual city of Lindale?
Yes, I did. I can't remember what last boss it was, but
Margit or Margot, whatever that guy's name is. I beat that guy, and I was like, "Oh, great! Now I'm going to be Elden Lord." And then, like, the thing was just locked. I was like, "What?" Then I zoomed out of my map, and there's two whole other gray areas that I didn't go to. So I was I had to go to like the snow giant thing. I had to go to another. Right. It was just like it became a full time job, and I mean, I loved it. I had a lot of fun. I'm a little samurai build. I was cleaning house, but I was definitely being like, I do not know how people can dedicate this much time to this game just fresh, like no walkthroughs, because I was getting my ass whipped for hours.
You have my respect for sticking with it. I wasn't brave enough to. I've gone into five or six other obsessions.
Yeah.
Since I've quit, and that's how much time it would have taken me to like beat the second half of it or whatever.
I mean, this game did come out in March, right?
Maybe earlier, maybe February. I don't even remember.
It literally took me from March until like last week to beat the game. So like that's the type of time scale we're talking.
And just so you know, I run into other people, and we've been like, "Did you hear Zig beat the game?" You know, I ran into like Steve Hernandez.
Did you? That's so funny.
Yeah. So your legend is spreading.
That's all that I ask.
That's so funny. I So I have played so many games since then, and episodes that we've like missed and things that we'll have to like, well, we have content for you guys coming up soon, but I'll take you through a little timeline of what I've been through since I got off Elden Lord. I was just like, cause I need to write. Like, I've been working on a fucking script for the since last year, and I might finish it today. Maybe, if I cancel some plans, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So I was like, I need to have less distractions. So I was like, how can I get like my Elden Ring kind of like kick from software kind of like injection, like with less time? So I started playing this game called Darkest Dungeon. Have you ever heard of Darkest Dungeon?
No, what is it? What is that?
It's you probably have seen it.
Darkest
Dungeon. I've been getting to a lot of Steam games in general, or PC games, I mean, but Darkest Dungeon is this game where you take four 2D warriors through a dungeon, and the whole design philosophy is that it treats your characters like they are fallible humans, and as they like plunge into the depths of these dungeons and like fight all these zombies and see all these like eldritch horror monsters, like there's a good chance that they could go crazy. Like if they don't get rest, like if they take an injury that is too grave, they can be permanently like disabled, affected by it. But
that sounds not unlike like an XCOM situation.
It's not unlike an XCOM situation.
Yeah.
And I really like the aesthetic of it. I got really into it, and I can talk about that a lot.
Yeah. I'm looking at gameplay footage right now. I love this art design for it.
Yes, the art design is cool. It's very dark. It's goth. The narration's cool. The writing is good. That's one of the things I like most about it. But it's also a roguelike. It's very upfront, like a roguelike. And since you mentioned XCOM, through that, I was just like, I like games like this. Let me, what other kind of games are like this? And then the obvious answer was XCOM, which I had never put like a bunch of time into, even though I think we've had an XCOM episode.
Yeah.
Because you're a huge stan.
I'm a huge stan. Yeah. Are you doing it? Which one did you do, the first one, or did you do the XCOM 2 within or whatever?
So there's like basically three modern ones. And I was like, I'm going to try to go through them in order. So I played XCOM Enemy Unknown, which is the first one. Beat it. Went through the whole thing. Took me like 40 hours.
Did you do any expansions or DLC?
Did the expansions too.
Yes. boy, let's go.
Yeah.
Did you have, you got a mech, right? You got like a,
I got it. You know, I got at least one for sure.
Yeah.
It was dope. I'm a total stan. I felt like I was playing like the X-Men or something.
Yeah, yeah. I have so many questions for your first X-Men experience.
Absolutely.
So the first one out the gate. What did you think of
home base, Africa?
I did the exact same thing too.
Of course.
I would let Europe burn.
I was like, I'll give them satellites last for sure.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the difficulty. I played on a normal difficulty, and I could have seen myself playing as easy. I feel like back when I was a teenager, I would have been the kind of person who's like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep all of my guys alive.
Yeah.
And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, war doesn't work that way. I'm like, if I lose one or two guys here and there, I'm like, I'm attached. There's a story that I can make up myself. You know what I mean? There are characters that surprise me that I end up liking and you know, it's fun because like you play as a character for a couple missions before they ever get like a nickname that the game gives to them. And you'll like play as one guy and you'll be like, I don't know if I like this guy. And then like four other missions later, you'd be like, let's go Iceman. You know?
Yeah. Let's go Buckshot. Yeah. That's funny. I do the exact same opposite. Like you saw like I would make characters and like, I would make them based off friends. Like I made one for you, I made one for Iffy. But there was this one it was one just like randomly generated one that was like this French black guy that had like a French accent, or he just spoke, you know, you can speak the language, you can pick languages in the games for those who didn't know. And he was like the shotgun guys that getting close, like close combat guys. And like I would that was my dude, like that was my ride or die.
So, totally.
Like, I would, anytime that he would get gravely injured, I would just restart the mission because I did not want to. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, I totally get that. I had a great time. I'm trying to remember what some of my characters were, but like they're all from countries I honestly don't care about. But
I made the cognitive decision to only have like black people on my squad.
Yeah, so good.
So I had this one fucking dope sniper. We could get into it all day, but they have these really cool perks in the game, and which is honestly can be kind of broken. But there's this one perk where if you're a sniper and if you get a critical hit or you kill someone, you have unlimited shots until you run out of ammunition. So like
totally at a certain point in the game.
Yeah, where you get like a jetpack. So basically you get line of sight on anyone, and I would just set up my two snipers and like just take out half the map as the game went through. It was really, really fun. But I'm curious to know, so you did XCOM 1, you did the DLC. What did you think of the XCOM 2?
I started playing XCOM 2. I started playing the game after that as well too, which I think just came out maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And it's essentially kind of like XCOM Cops, essentially. Like XCOM
SWAT. How is it? I didn't play that, but...
It's not bad. I think if you're into smaller. XCOM... And it's faster. Like if you're into XCOM, just like the formula of it, if you're addicted to the formula of it, you're gonna like that game too. But I think it's similar to XCOM 2 from what I've heard, and I've played both of them a little bit. But I want to beat XCOM 2 first. I'm having a harder time getting into XCOM 2 just because I just spent so many hours with XCOM 1. And the tone is a little different, and there's like a story, and it's kind of corny. But I do like it. So I will play it eventually, but I was just like, I'm going to take a break and play something else. Cause I tried to go from software game to from software game. And I can't sustain the momentum. I got to throw in a Kirby.
I was talking to someone about this the other day. This is my first firm from software, but I definitely need like a Yoshi or like a Mario Kart situation, or even just an Among Us, like just something simple. Though I'm not getting my ass whipped 24/7 in like this completely different universe.
I got you covered because I got so many, I got so much shit to tell you.
Before we get off XCOM, I know that you in particular have been diving deep in Warhammer 40K lore.
Yes, lore.
We often do. There is a new Warhammer game called Warhammer 40K Chaos Gate, which is just XCOM with Warhammer universe. So
absolutely,
you may be into that.
There's a couple because I can absolutely recognize that like XCOM Enemy Unknown kind of changed the landscape for tactical squad games. Mm-hmm. Like every game that comes after that is essentially that game. It's like they're like CRPGs on a grid. Do you ever play CRPGs?
I don't think like, Wait, give me an example.
Like Wasteland 2 or kind of like they look like early Fallout, like isometric
games like that. Back in the early 90s, I played one that I can't remember, but it was like a technopunk type or cyberpunk type deal.
Oh yeah, in the 90s, you said?
I think it was in the 90s.
Okay,
late 90s or early aughts. I can't remember. I think it was, but I can't remember.
Cool.
Have you played Mario versus Rabbids?
No, I should.
It's just XCOM, but with Mario. I fucking love that game. It goes very, very hard.
I heard good things. I'm gonna check it out now. Might as well, because I can play that in Japanese, and it'll be simple baby language. So I started to dive into this, like there were a couple games that are on my radar. Like there's this game Weird West or something. It's like a Western, but it's kind of like a CRPG with like fantasy elements, and I didn't really check that out, but like XCOM got me excited for kind of like asymmetric PC gamer style. And I found probably one of my top 10 favorite video games ever, just in terms of like what it is, what its story is. It's just so interesting. Have you heard of a game called Project Zomboid?
No, I love the name though.
Project Zomboid is a it's a game that you can find on Steam. It's like in beta or whatever.
Oh, I've seen I've watched a couple of Let's Plays of, oh, yeah? of these. It's like a survival thing.
It's
like,
yeah, it's a zombie survival game that it's an indie developed game. The developers of it have been working on it for almost 10 years since 2014. It looks like The Sims 1, and it's extremely realistic, even though it looks fucking like RuneScape. It's like, it is a straight up simulator where, like, you start your game and just like, and you get randomly generated into a living room in some part of Kentucky. And the zombie apocalypse just started, and you are running out of food. And you gotta scavenge and look for tools and weapons and food and supplies. You just survive day in and day out. You have to treat zombies very, very carefully, because if they see you, they're coming for you, and you can take out two or three with a hammer or something. Yeah. But if like five come after you, 10 come after you, like, you gotta run. You're dead meat. You gotta get tools yourself. And when I mean you gotta get tools, like, you have to find individual shit. You gotta find hammers, nails, planks. Mm-hmm. Like, when you find cans in the cupboard, you gotta find a can opener. you gotta drink water. If you cut yourself on glass, you gotta get pliers to take the glass out and wrap the bandage. Yeah. And it looks like The Sims 1, you know?
Yeah.
There's mods for it. There's different kinds of modes. The developers are gonna like add AI companions and stuff too, and the worlds are like incredible. Like, they build out whole towns with like suburban areas, and then like hardware stores, grocery stores, like police stations, and it looks like The Sims 1, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I think the videos that I saw, it would be a guy doing like, I'm gonna do a last stand. And he would barricade himself in like a mall and just mow down zombies, but then they just kept coming. So like, it was like this. It seemed very stressful. Wait, have you actually played it, or you're just getting into it?
Oh, I've played it. Oh, for sure.
Oh, how are you doing it? How are you doing in the actual game?
It's been a second, because I have been writing, but like, the farthest I've gotten is like 4 days or something. Like, wow. It's not an easy game. Like, you do have to survive. If you get bitten, you will die. Like, you will turn into a zombie. Like, I had one character, and it's not even if you're always bitten too. Like, I had one character who I survived with for probably like 3 days, and I was like scavenging like a U-Haul area with just like a bunch of like garages and stuff, and I got like scratched by a zombie, and then I like killed it, and I was just like, okay, no big deal, it's a scratch. I like put a bandage on it.
No,
like,
you're the guy in the movie, dude.
And then like a day later, my character I could not get their anxiety level to go down, and then like there's all these kinds of statuses, there's a million different statuses, and each one kind of like affects you a bit differently. So like, if I can get anxiety, my aiming goes down like 20%, or like things like that, or like I can't run as fast and stuff like that. And then my character kept getting more and more nauseous, and then my health kept going down. And then I was like looking up on the internet, I was just like, what's going on? Do I have like a infection in my wound or something like that? And then it was just like, oh no, you have the zombie virus. You know?
Oh no, rest in peace.
So then I was just like, either I can just watch my character die for like another hour or two, or I could like go out in a blaze of glory and like kill as many zombies as I can. And that's what I did. It's a strange meditative game, and there's multiplayer too. I haven't played multiplayer yet. I will maybe even fucking invite people on a Discord or something like that. Because this shit is awesome. And
is it Steam that you're doing on Steam?
It's on Steam, yeah. You can play it on Mac, PC.
Would you think I'd be into it?
I think you would be obsessed with it.
Oh, great. That's what I need. Another fucking obsession.
I think it's straight up like one of my top 10 games of all time. I think,
man, what if we multiplayer, we did multiplayer the game, we just made like a little
Darth Vader compound. Absolutely do that. Absolutely do that. We can find an arcade and like barricade it.
Oh fuck!
Like
yeah,
nothing is stopping us at all.
Yeah, I'm gonna go into that, my man. Yeah, I fired up Hades for the first time in a couple of months, and my chest got tight because I saw that I had played for 150 hours or more. Like it hit the part where like they stopped counting how many hours I put into this game.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
yeah, I was really into that shit.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. Wait, so I know you said you have a ton of games that you've been playing. Are you watching anything right now?
I sure am. I just got an Apple TV, and I'm so glad I did that. I've had a Roku for so long. Shitty Roku is always messing up. I got an Apple TV. It's got better video quality. It's so much faster. So I'm like, oh geez, cool. So I've been like watching like Beavis and Butthead and like Daria for some reason.
Ah, fuck yeah.
Just to like put on the background. Yeah, both of the fucking shows were rules.
Yeah.
I want to make that kind of stuff sooner rather than later, you know what I mean? And besides that, I've been catching up on Star Trek. Both Discovery and Strange New World are both like awesome.
What is Strange New Worlds, like a what if situation? What is, or is that like
it's
the actual...
essentially, it's like a prequel to the original series.
Oh, okay.
It's got like young Spock and like young Uhura in it, but like,
oh, cool.
It's about like Captain Pike, who was the captain before Kirk was. Mm-hmm. They're both dope. Like, I just watched like a couple episodes where I'm just like, these are fucking amazing episodes in terms of the whole scope of the series.
Someone who hasn't watched Star Trek in years, is it like easy? I don't have to like fucking read the lore, or I don't have to like.
I mean, that's all Star Trek's. You know what I mean? Like every episode, you learn a little bit more, just like about the whole universe and stuff, and you know enough going into whatever episode or series that you need to know. There's no easy way to like get into Star Trek, you know? but I like fully am into Star Trek. It's awesome. And these new ones are like some of the best that they've done.
Tawny on.
We
I don't know why we've
tried
our friend on Star Trek who said she would do the show. I don't know why followed up. I'll text
that's cool.
Her,
Jamie writes for them now too, so we should get her.
Loftus.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit, which ones?
The cartoon Lower one.
Ah, that's dope. That's great.
Yeah, those are awesome. So yeah, and besides that, I've watched the new Kenobi. I know you haven't watched it.
Oh, I need to watch that. Yeah, how is it?
Good.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I don't want to spoil it or anything. I mean, it's only two episodes that have been out, so it's kind of like you can kind of basically imagine what it is. They really... You get to see, like, more Sith Inquisitors, which is really cool.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm guessing that black lady is... I just know her from the trailer.
Yes,
like,
she is.
Stab me with a sword, please.
She might be, like, the main antagonist or, like, one of them, you know?
I think I can say this, but, like, I had a meeting at Lucasfilms, like, maybe a year or so ago, and they're like, what would you do if you did Star Wars? I was like, I don't know. I mean, I know what I would do. Like, if you guys want to make $1 billion, just put a lightsaber in a black skin or dark skin black woman's hand. And they're like, I think you'll be happy in like a year or two. I was like, okay, so I guess that's what they were referring to.
Yeah, but yeah, she is evil though.
Yeah, hey, look, I just want to see a nigga with his lightsaber that is not that doesn't get John Boyega. You know, that's not like psych. He's not actually going to use this thing.
Exactly. The only complaint, and it's not even really a complaint, but it is a complaint. Is that there is they introduce a new Jedi character. I'm not gonna tell you anything else. It's not a spoiler, but it's a white guy. And I'm just like, we don't need another male.
No more. It's like that fucking a game that I actually did enjoy, the Force, the last Star Wars game. Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
That
it
we
like,
made a pact not to play. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I was like, I played it, and then I was like. Out of all the things, Deborah Wilson is like a character in the game. She's like his mentor. Mm-hmm. Like we find out that she's like an old Jedi that put down the lightsaber. I'm like, why can't we just play as her? Like, I just want to not play as like another white dude with a fucking lightsaber.
All I've ever wanted to do is play as Deborah Wilson.
Yeah, truly. I love Matt TV. You know, well, let's do it. I've been watching I just started watching Spy Family. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've only done like two episodes, but I was like, I think this might be my shit. Like, it's got a Confederacy of Dunces, and where it's like just the show revolves around this guy who's like a master spy, and he goes to infiltrate this organization, blah blah blah, but to get in, he needs to get a daughter because he's going to assassinate someone at the school. But the daughter, as it turns out, is a psychic and can read his mind. So he also has to get a wife to get under the guise. And would you know, the wife is also secretly a master assassin. So like,
yeah,
all that, like those hat on the hats is such a fun thing that I've been enjoying, even though I've only seen two episodes, and yeah. I can't wait for it to be my new ranking of kings.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be dive hard.
Absolutely. It's getting popular. It deserves to be popular. When it came out, the manga sold so much, it's insane.
Have you read Sakamoto Days, by the way?
Yes, I have read Sakamoto Days. I love Sakamoto Days. I want that, if it's not already an anime, I want it to be. That's like if the Way of the House Husband like was a little bit more like I wanted it to be. It's a little goofier. And I heard it might be ending soon, but like they always say that, and I don't believe it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Demon Slayer was supposed to end. Like, that shit's not gonna end. But people love Spy Family. I think it might have been like one of the top selling mangas last year, during the pandemic. Like, I think it did fucking insane numbers, maybe more than Demon Slayer. I could be wrong. I think so. That's the new hot that people need to be aware of. I've only watched two episodes. What are you saying?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I feel like I've heard people talk about the manga forever. Mm-hmm. And then I follow a bunch of black nerds on Twitter, but one in particular, I think her name is Crystal something. Like, she would not stop tweeting about Spy Family or something. I'll check it out. And I was like, shit slaps, I got no notes.
I think the same thing about Chainsaw Man. People talk about Chainsaw Man.
Yeah,
haven't yet gotten super into it. I don't,
or is it just the manga? I've been doing this thing lately where I just go buy a bunch of comic books because why not, and I
got
the first volume of it, but I haven't actually cracked it open and read it yet. So I have a huge stack of shit behind me that you can't see. I don't think I can talk about it yet super much, super hardcore, but like, I saw the first two episodes of Ms. Marvel, and it is so fucking good. Like, everyone in the show is like lovable and charming. Like, you love the family,
man.
Like, the girl that plays Ms. Marvel is so fucking charming and fun and funny. Like, the direction of it is fun and funny and charming, like with fun editing and needle drops. That my big takeaway is that, like, this is what I feel like Peter Parker should have been like for, like, you know, new generation. Like, I think, hope people really like it. I think they'll be like, oh, wow, this is a fun kick. This is Peter Parker for, like, people born in 2022. As far as, like, being very, very engaging and lovable and, like, having, like, a youthful energy that I think has not been captured in a lot of comic book stuff lately. And so I'm excited for that to come out and so I can talk about it actually more in depth.
That's crazy. There's so much good shit.
I know. Are you a Stranger Things fan? A Stranger fan?
Only honestly, fan. A Stranger Things no, fan at all? I've never been really? A Stranger Things fan. I mean, I saw the first season, but like, by the time Stranger Things came out, I'm really sick of the like rural white like nostalgia for the 80s. Like, there's been so much shit in it. Like, even the new Ghostbusters, I was just like, they never were in the country, you know what I mean? from New York. like the whole thing just it doesn't make me mad or anything, but like, wasn't super into it, but I saw the first season. It's a good show. People like it. I let them like it. I know that right now they're coming out with fucking what, 9 movies, and they all cost $30 million.
I was a huge fan of the entire series, but I just started the first episode of season 4 last night, and truthfully I only made it maybe 15 minutes in before I fell asleep because I started watching it at like fucking midnight because I'm a fucking psycho. But mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. I was like, oh, these guys know what they're doing. It's the big takeaway that everyone I'm sure has talked about is that mm-hmm. these fucking 22-year-old kids are playing high schoolers, which is funny to look at. But I'm like, as far as like a show that can maintain,
are they 22?
I think they're like late teens. Like they're not. Okay. I think 18, 19. They're not like, you know.
Okay, 20s, like, I was about to be freaked out.
Yeah, I know. But they definitely, I think they're supposed to be playing like 16, 17-year-olds, and they just look like adults now. But I will say the show, a show that's able to maintain a level of quality, I think. I mean, again, I haven't seen this season, so it may mm-hmm. dip down, but like, I think they have a pretty steady quality to the show, and I think the directing is like good. I mean, I don't know. I do enjoy it. I hope that the season is not bad. Mm-hmm. But I also just realized that
it costs so much money.
Yeah, every episode is like at least an hour and 19, which seems kind of wild. So I'm curious to see how that works. But yeah, I'm optimistic to watch that.
Yeah, I can't do it just because of the timestamp alone. Honestly,
yeah, I get it. More binging for this one. I'll let you know. The big news. Hunter Hunter's back, baby.
It is?
It's coming back. He's going back for four more chapters after their hiatus. Yeah, so I will probably be rewatching that series. But honestly, I'm probably only going to start when they get to New York or whatever it's called. I can't start from the very beginning again.
Absolutely.
The first two seasons where they're just like, oh, we're doing Zelda. It's a kid going to fish.
I know.
I was like, what is happening? And then there's just like a random episode where like a Frankenstein monster guns down a bunch of mobsters. I'm like, wow, this series took a very sharp turn.
Yeah, totally. It's so interesting because I remember when Hunter x Hunter came out, it was like so weird. And now I feel like so many other things are so weird on purpose or whatever. Not a bad thing at all. They both still work. We just live in like this glut of like cool shit.
And it's very out here now.
It's very exciting. Man, I didn't even finish talking about video games. I'm just like,
oh yeah, go back.
I'm like, should I save some stuff or should I get more into it? I've been getting into, because of Project Zomboid, I never really liked games that are like survival based, mm-hmm. just because they've become kind of a trend and there's just been like a bunch of them, ones that I can't even name, things like Ark and like Don't Starve and like, mm-hmm. you know, Minecraft. They're all this shit is like survival games. Yeah. So sometimes when they come out, I kind of like pass them by the wayside, but I did get really into Project Zomboid and I was just like, I get this gameplay loop. This is pretty fun. What's mm-hmm. something else that's like interesting and it's not just the same kind of like boring 3D dropped in the wilderness? Mm-hmm. And I started playing a game that was recommended to both of us that I was just like, I'll get around to it. Mm-hmm. I started playing Subnautica.
Oh, you remember Subnautica? Yeah. It looked like I would be just addicted to that game.
Yeah, it looks like that too. We know that our friend Steven was. Mm-hmm. We got to have him back on so we can talk about it. I haven't played it a bunch yet, but mm-hmm. I got Subnautica, and the concept of it is amazing. It's
what is the concept again?
The concept is that you wake up in an escape pod that is floating in the ocean of this like alien world.
Fuck yeah.
And like you look off in the like a couple yards in front of you, a couple hundred feet or whatever, and like your spaceship is just like on fire. And then like you know, you're in the escape pod and it's just like there's like a panel that's broken. Mm-hmm. And then like you have nothing on you. And you just have to dive into the ocean and then like find resources and food and like any clue to like what is going on. Mm-hmm. And that's as far as I've gotten. I'm still in the opening area. I'm like waiting till the script is done before I get addicted to anything. And it's going to be that next. But I have a VR headset. That I don't use enough. And this game is VR, so the first thing I did was get new batteries and put them in my VR. And I don't know if I could play the game like that.
This is just too much for your senses?
Literally, it's like you're in an escape capsule, and then you climb the ladder, and then I'm just looking out in every direction. It's just water. So and you have to turn yourself, like I can on my controller go forward, but like I have to turn my body to turn. So, you know, I jump into the ocean and it's a big ass ocean, and there's like a fish swimming around, and like you have to go up for air, like, or you will drown. You know, you haven't even built your own tank yet, you know what I mean? And then it became nighttime where the sun goes down and it gets real dark. And I was just this is terrifying. I went back to the skate pod. I was just like, I'm not going anywhere for a while. So I was just like, I don't know if I could do this in VR yet.
I forgot that you have a VR setup. I feel like that would be my last thing to get before I just never leave the house ever again. Like,
no, honestly, it's I haven't even used it in like a year. Like, there was a whole summer where I was all about it, and then like, not that it falls off. It's that like I can't live in the metaverse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I remember that one point in time when we were really into Battle Squadron Star Wars game, and we were talking about getting like actual like.
I'm gonna get back into it at some point.
I remember. I mean, that one time that we did multiplayer, it was super super fun. Just like doing fucking bombing runs on an Imperial Starkiller was super super fun.
Yeah, let's do it again. Might as well. I feel like now that it, you know, it's not like new. It's just like they probably even updated it with like more fun modes and stuff, I'm hoping. Yeah, because that shit is tight. And I'm not so much like in a Star Wars kick, but like just because I've been watching Star Trek and like the Kenobi's good, I'm just like, I still like this shit, even though it's annoying and coming out all the time.
Did you see the trailer for Andor, by the way?
I saw bits and pieces of it. I didn't even know that they were making it. And my reaction when I first heard about it, was just like, they're just making anything. Cool. I might as well. You know what I mean? I'm all about it, I guess. I don't know when it takes place. I'm guessing, you know, probably after this, or maybe during the fight forward. And I don't know. I have no idea. I'm going to watch it eventually.
Me here. Like, I'm into it. Like, I feel like so far they've had good stuff. I didn't enjoy Boba Fett as that much, just because it felt like stuff that I've seen that before, except for those two Mandalorian episodes in the middle where I'm like, oh yeah, this shit fucking slaps. So
It kind of fell off. And it's not so much that, like, it seems like we're getting Star Wars in this like weird drip of flavors where, like, first it was the new three movies, and then it was just like, oh, finally we get the Mandalorian, and then it's just like, oh, okay, we got the Mandalorian again. So now it's kind of like with Kenobi, it does feel like if there's one theme that they hammer home, is that like Jedi are being hunted, you know? It's one of those things where, like, I think George Lucas, you know, he obviously wanted things to go to from A to B at some point. It really feels like, in terms of what we've done in the universe, we've now spent more time with Jedi kind of like being hunted again, like, you know, the movies have taken place post Vader and stuff. And then we've gotten like Star Wars Rebels. We got parts of the Clone Wars and stuff. But this one is like, I think one of the opening scenes is like a group of Padawans like escaping while the other Jedi like defend the temple and stuff. And it's badass.
I can't wait to watch this. God damn.
And I'm the best thing about it is that we finally are getting, like, at least in the shit that I've seen, like, fancy lightsaber fighting again.
Yeah.
Like, not just, like, you know, regular brutal style or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, oh, hell yeah, they're doing the flips.
Yeah. Like, two masters at two opposing masters fighting. Yeah.
Exactly. That. But, like, with modern camera work. And I'm like, oof, this shit is clean.
Oh, god damn. I can't wait to watch this.
Yeah. But it's also, it's like sparingly as well, too. But it's awesome. I'm just like, we're ready for this era, honestly.
Yeah.
My literally only thing about Star Wars is that I want to get as far away as possible from Skywalker shit. But that'll happen someday. But yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm sure we'll have probably like a whole episode on that. And like,
yeah, I'm sure. Ms. Yeah, when the series ends, we should do that and do Ms. Marvel. And I don't
we'll
know
just
if
turn
I
into
wanted...
a Disney podcast.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, we'll do only my episode of She-Hulk. None of the other ones. That's the only one.
I can't wait to do that. We should do that.
Yeah, yeah,
you
let's do
tell
it,
us your process.
Yeah.
When's that drop? Yeah.
The show comes out August 17th.
Okay.
And I think my episode is like 8, so it'll be a while before mine even comes out. So yeah, 2 months
that's
after
okay.
the show drops is when mine comes out, I think. Yeah. So.
Well, at least we'll have a lot to talk about at that point. Yeah. Did you see that they're making a Winnie the Pooh movie?
Oh, is that the horror?
Do you see
thing?
That? Yeah. The
Honey.
Is that what it's
called? Yeah, I think it's called Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey.
That's funny. Yeah. The patent of Winnie the Pooh ran out in 2000, I think 19, or maybe even last year, maybe this year. So of course someone's jumping on the opportunity to do that. Yeah. And what's funny is that, you know, people are reacting to that, but the patent for Mickey Mouse runs out in 2024.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So that's going to happen too.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. I've already seen
Steampunk
like
Mickey.
Yeah, exactly. From Sony Studios. I've seen like merch with like I saw some guy like on the trailer for that, someone posted this candid shot of a guy with the t-shirt and Winnie the Pooh having sexual relations with like Betty Boop. And there's like honey good. Everywhere and I'm just like, oh my god.
what a time to be alive
honestly. Yeah. It's hilarious. in like this weird fucked up American way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of a bullet point catch up of where I've been at the last month, where we've been at in the last month.
And now that we're back at full power, we'll be coming to you. When we come to you, I don't want to set any hard dates or any
more often.
Yeah, more
not,
often.
Not a month.
Yeah. The good thing about that is mothers can only pass once. So, like, you ain't got to deal with it.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm over it.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, we're in our Batman Bruce Wayne phase now.
Yeah, I mean, well, we do have to talk about this. We didn't only just lose one mother, we also lost a friend.
Oh yeah. That's right. We're going to dedicate an episode to
yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. We still can. We haven't talked about Final Fantasy at all.
Yeah. I actually cracked. So we're talking about our friend and former guest of the show, Sarah Mustajabi. She passed recently, maybe about a month ago. Huge bummer. One of the best ever do it. Really good friend. Mm-hmm. When COVID lockdown first started, the amount of time that we would spend texting each other and DMing each other the stupidest shit post in video game jokes and anime, it was fantastic. I really
love
her. I love her so much. But yeah, we want to dedicate an episode to her. But I bring that
I
up.
Too.
I did crack open Final Fantasy VII Remake and just went through like the simulator battles for a couple times. And as a little memory, ode to her. It was very fun. But yeah, next episode, we should dedicate an episode to her.
Yeah, I did say with as little irony as possible, like, I know that she was happy in her life because she got to play the Final Fantasy VII remake. Truly, these are words that she said to me. Like, she said, I can die happy.
Yeah, I had to hear the Ares remake. So, Ares song theme remake. So she lived it all.
Yeah. So, we love you, Sarah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll bring you up many more times on the podcast. Please go listen to her episodes if you're not a freaking idiot. And thanks so much for listening. Sorry we've been gone. Without a trace, but now you know why, and won't be the last time.
Yeah, but Birdie, before we dip out, where can people check you out if you want to be checked out? You got anything going?
I don't want to be checked out, but if you can,
good.
It's Ayo Bro Bro on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Yeah. What about you?
I don't want to be checked out, but you can check out Spider-Punk number 1 and 2, which are out now.
Yeah.
If you're into some fun comic books that I'm writing, I check those out.
Can't wait to talk about that. Coolest shit ever.
Oh, yeah. When they finish, we can do them all.
All right.
Thanks for listening, nerds.
Bye.